Stevenson Carter is a small businessman.
I do woodcraft, amongst other things, but it's mainly woodcraft that I do. I sell products at craft shows. I have a small retail studio where customers come to purchase stuff from me.
Today he reacts to the concern shared yesterday about the increasing fees being imposed on businesses in Barbados by commercial banks.
Generally, because we are so, you know, tied into a particular bank, you know, it doesn't make any sense moving and going to another bank because sometimes the requirements are even more stringent. So you just stay with the bank that you have. But the issue of fees and as well facilities for small business. As mentioned, you know, when you're a small business person, you don't have a lot of time to waste. And going into a bank to sign up for an hour, hour and a half, to do a transaction that sometimes takes only 5 minutes is ridiculous. One bank in particular I used to bank with, you know, they actually charge you to deposit money. I spoke to them, I said, but how else can I get the money deposited? It's a business account. So, don't have an ATM card. So, the only way I can deposit money is actually to come into the bank to deposit it. But in order to do that, I have to pay a fee.
And then there's the question of credit card fees.
One method that we use to attract customers is to offer credit card machine facilities. As you know, more and more customers prefer to use plastic. Hardly anybody walks with cash, and accepting checks can be a risk. But, I mean, it's happened to me, and I know other people it's happened to. You have a credit card machine, and, you know, the bank tells you then that you're not meeting the minimum. You know, although, from what I can recall, there were never any minimums specified. But at some point you hear, well, you know, you're not passing enough transactions to make it viable. So, you know, they say either you have to increase your transactions, which is something you can't dictate, that's up to your customers, or they may have to increase the percentage charged on the transaction, or they'll withdraw the service. Now, withdrawing the service means then that, you know, that's an avenue that you would likely receive money from being taken away. So it makes it even harder to survive.
In a country where the government has just significantly lowered corporation tax, some individuals are being encouraged to form a company to benefit from the lower tax regime. Mr. Carter also cautions against that.
I have been told by more than one attorney at law that it makes no sense to corporatize because the amount of time that you spend getting everything in order and keeping everything in order, it doesn't make any sense. And yes, the tax rate may be lower, but you know that's what you lose in the court is you gain in the straight. You know, there's no advantage as far as I can tell. No, and as you know, although the tax rate may be lower, I mean obviously you're assuming that person is making a profit to start with, but the amount of red tape that you have to go through to get everything in order and to keep things in order, sometimes it just doesn't make any sense.
For one thing, he cites the paperwork involved in opening a bank account. And then there are the other checks and balances that can cost you weeks to get things together while trying to run your own business.
And, you know, some people will say, oh, well, get an accountant, get an attorney. Oh, that's added cost. And as you know, a lot of these costs, you can't pass on to customers.
Mr. Carter says that in his business, he is yet to see any major movement in the government's attempts to improve the ease of doing business.
At the beginning of the year, between January 1st and 31st, every business in Barbados has to submit this thing called an annual filing, which basically states that, you know, the directors haven't changed, you haven't, or if you have issued any new shares in the company and so on, which, you know, you got to pay $100 to the corporate registry. A friend of mine sent his messenger to do this. Luckily, he has a messenger. The guy went out there at 10 o'clock in the morning to pay $100 and left at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, this amount that have the messenger. For all the other small business people that don't have messengers, can you imagine going to stand up in the office for 5 hours to pay $100? What I think the government needs to do in some instances is to allow the post office to take on some of this work. Or do it online. Why can't I pay the $100 online?
Businessman Stevenson Carter. And you heard him on Sagicor's Early Business.